When the Trump administration rolled back part of the Clean Water Act last summer, Arizona was left in a lurch. The state relied on the landmark law to keep its arid streams free of pollution. But with federal protections limited, Arizona decided to come up with its own set of water quality standards. As Arizona Public Media's Ariana Brocious reports, not everyone is on board.
For the last 2 years, the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality has been at the center of the state's attempt to craft the new rules. Trevor Bajori is director of the agency's Water Quality Division. He says a proposed set of rules now moving through the state legislature will help fill the regulatory gap.
This legislation provides immediate protection for Arizona's wet waters. These are waters that we drink, waters that we fish in, and waters where we recreate.
The new program would create a list of protected surface waters determined by the state and a panel of farmers, city leaders, industry groups, and environmentalists. That list could be modified in the years to come. But more than a dozen environmental groups say the current proposal is lacking. They say one gaping hole is the fact that ephemeral waterways, those that only flow after rain or snow, will not be protected. Chris Randall is president of the Arizona Riparian Council.
We have areas that only flow when there's a precipitation event. That is the way it is in our desert ecosystems, and it's not taking in the science of how our hydrology in Arizona works.
Randall and others say the protections are too narrow in the current proposal and don't address the consequences of leaving ephemeral waters unprotected from pollutants. That's the same criticism lobbed at the Trump administration for its rollback of the Clean Water Act.
It's concerning. If you're not dealing with it, at what point do you deal with it when it becomes a problem? That's a little too late.
Randall, who spent 11 years working as a state water quality regulator, says if the bill passes in its current form, it's unlikely the state would have any incentive to expand protections in the future.
It probably won't be there. There's no motivation for them at that point.
The Arizona Farm Bureau, along with the mining industry and developers, is in favor of the bill. Stephanie Smallhouse is the group's president. 6 years ago, the Obama administration expanded the definition of waters protected under the Clean Water Act. Smallhouse says that made farmers and ranchers nervous about being accused of polluting streams and rivers.
It was very hard to understand whether you were going to need a permit or not. It was difficult to understand whether the exemptions for agriculture applied 100% of the time or only certain times.
Smallhouse says the Farm Bureau supports the Trump administration's rollback, which dramatically reduced the waters that fall under federal protection because it provided more clarity and put the onus for protection under state control. Her group supports the state's proposed regulations, which she says have clear exemptions for agriculture.
So we feel like it's protecting clean water, it's protecting our waterways, it's protecting them in areas where there is actually water, which is helpful, and the rules are clear.
Still, others say this legislation isn't yet ready to become law. Just before the bill passed in the Arizona House on a narrow vote, Democratic Representative Aaron Lieberman urged his colleagues to vote against it.
I just want to share that the city of Phoenix, which provides water to an enormous number of Arizonans, is opposed to this bill as currently constructed. There's a lot of challenges, a lot of concerns with this, and I think we need to go on a lot slower pace with this.
Some people believe that more should be regulated. Some people believe that less should be regulated.
Again, Trevor Bajori with the state's Department of Environmental Quality.
Our interest is ensuring that the waters that are out there today that are unprotected, that people are enjoying and engaging in, are protected. Ultimately, that decision on ephemeral washes is a policy call that our elected officials need to make.
Arizona is charting its own course, while the Trump-era rule change is tied up in court. Bajori says they're monitoring those lawsuits, but any changes aren't likely to happen quickly.
So this program is still ultimately required to make sure that there's a baseline in Arizona so that we understand what waters in Arizona are regulated and which ones are not.
He says if federal law expands protections again, that would still take precedent over state rules. I'm Ariana Brocious in Tucson, Arizona.